But the owner itself really is not koni yet. His chatzah is not koina because since he can't take it, there's the mitzvah shloch hakan. Therefore, the chatzah is not koina for him either.
From the eggs, because since you can't take it for yourself, you have to first send away the mother. Therefore, the chatzah is not koina for you either. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamas yibayas tachaberoi." If you rent out your house to your friend, l'shana, you rent out for a year, you have to pay me for a year. Nisabra Hashanah, and it comes out this year has an extra month to it. So Nisabra L'Seicher, the Seicher gains on the deal. Like I made up, I'll pay you $1,000 for the year. So we don't say it's divided into 12 months, and now that there's a 13th month, you have to pay more money. No, you made up for the year, it's 1 year, you have a good deal. Hiskaloi L'Chadoshim, let's say you rent it by the month, I pay you $100 a month. Then Nisabra Hashanah, it comes out this year has an extra month. Allah is the Sabra the Maskir, then the Master gains on the deal. Like he has a right to charge rent every month. There's 13 months, you have to pay me 13 times. Maisa b'tzipari b'yecha, Maisa in the city, Tzipari with one person, Shesocha merchat mechaveroi. He rented a bathhouse from his friend, Vishnei Moses Zahav Lashana. He paid him 12 golden coins for the year. Lashana, Medina Zahav Lachaydish. Comes out the golden coin, Fritz Chaydish. And it came out in the stam that year was an Ivy year. It was a 13th month. So they didn't know what to do with it.
In such a case, the mask and the seichah divided up. Like half the month you could stay there without paying rent, but the second half, you have to pay rent to the mask here. So in such a case here, it's better. Because here, the maestah, you paid 12. Well, the case, you paid 12 golden coins. So as it paid you like 12 golden coins for the year. So it's a suffix. When you said 12, do you mean to say I'm paying you month? For each month I'm paying you one golden coin. So therefore now that there's 13 months, you should have to pay another coin. Or else no, since I said Lashana, I meant to say there's a payment for the whole year. So if I said that's a suffix, so since it's a suffix, we say Yachleiku. Now the more it says the Chur Maestah Lister. It's a theory, it's a going against what you just said. We just said before, it goes either to the Seich or to the Maskir, and now we say Achleiku. That's the theory, that's the opposite of what we just learned. The Gemara says, Chasuri Metzal Echaktoni. Something is missing, this is the way we should be learned. The Imam Allah Bishnei Masa Zuhuvim, Lashona Medina Zov Lachidish, Yachleiku. Let's say the person says, I'll pay you $12 like 12 golden coins for the year, and a golden coin for the Chidish. So now we have a suffix, what do you mean? Do you mean to pay monthly one a month? Then you have to pay the 13th. Or the human can say for the year, then you put there. So therefore we say Achleiku. If so now, the story also, somebody borrowed, rented a bathhouse from his friend, I'll pay you 12 golden coins for the year. Medina Zov L'Chodesh. And it comes out, like I'm telling you, I'll pay you a golden coin for the month. And it came out that year had an extra month. So what's the halacha? They both said, that's a pshat from our Mishnah. This pack is a suffix. We have a doubt exactly what the condition was. Was it a golden coin a month? And now that there are 13 months, you have to pay the extra month, the extra coin, or else no, you meant Lashana, and therefore you potter. Therefore we say Yachleiku. Omar Rav, Rav says, if I would have been there, have a Yehibnalei Kula Lamaskir, I would have said the whole thing belongs to the Maskir. He has a right to charge you another golden coin for that month. My Kamashna, what are you teaching me? That Tophis Lashon Achron. The Chur, you go after the Lashon Achron. What it was here, he said, Shnei Mosa Zubim Lashona, Medina Zov Lachidish. So at the end, he said, Zov Lachidish. Mashma, you're paying for the month. Says, so if there's 13 months now, you have to pay 13 coins. That's what Rav said. I would have held that the Maskir has the right. He has the right to charge for the 13th month. Why? Because I go bless the Lashon Achron. Your last words were Zohar Lachaydish. Mashma, for each month, you have to pay in your coin. For the Gemara, Omar Rav Chod Zimna. Rav already said this one time. Tiyom Rav Funa. Amri Bey Rav, they said over in the base of Rav, Astiro Meya Moi. Then Astiro, that's 100 Moi. As she says, Astira meya moi in echod oimel chaveroi the kama chayfet zeh. How much are you charging for this chayfet? Omaloi astira meya moi. I'm charging you an astira 100 moi. V'nisratzu meyamor, and he's nicha to meyamor, chayiv loy.
Yeah.
So now, meyamor, let's say the other way. Let's say it said meyamor astiro. Astiro, then he has to pay an astiro. In other words, he says first an astiro, and then he says meyamoy. So what does he mean? So we go bluster his last lashon. When he said first an astiro, that's this type of a coin. Then he said meyamor. A lachrid, you have to pay, meyamor, you go after the last words. So he said it the opposite way. So first he said, I'll charge you meyamoy. And then he said, astiro, I'll charge you an astiro. You have to pay an astiro. So you see, Rav already said that you go after the last words, the last thing he said. So Mar says, he may also from the Avimina, I would have thought the same. Perushe kama farish. He's explaining what he meant. Kamash Mulan, that's not what he meant. Rashizim Hosn Avimina, time malavni should be a slate up with Lashon Acharon. Now the high kula Lashon Chada. There I would have thought to say he meant one word. Now the Perushe kama farish. Sela Godo, when I say an astira, I mean a very, very big coin. Shushova Meya Prutois. That's worth 100 Prutois. So there's not a Shiloh of Lashon Rishon, Lashon Acharon. There's like one long Lashon. That's what I would have thought Rav meant. That's why I need another Lach of Rav. But Rav says here that Kula Lamaskir, so they're going after the last words that he said. Ushmul Lama Shmul says it depends. Bebo Biyamsa Chodesh Askinon. We're talking about now, the Rashi says that that's what the Mishnah says, Yach Leiku. That the 13th month we say achleikum bebol abezdin. Rashi says b'yemtzer achodesh in the middle of the 13th month. V'yom aloy, and now the owner says pay me beiti, leave my house, or else I pay me schachodesh there, or else pay me for this month. So therefore b'chim esafkul and ezel losh and itzvah I'm written hem ad mom and achas kosoi. And therefore we say as much as you lived there already, you had a right to be there, but from now on you have to pay. So that's the case here. Stachistophic, what do you mean? The first Lashon, the second Lashon? Therefore, we're coming in the middle of the month, so we say, up until now, you're potter. But from now on, the owner has the right to stay out. If you want to stay there, you have to pay for the second half of the month. But let's say at the beginning of the 13th month, the owner says, out, unless you pay me extra. Kuna the maskir. That's the maskir, as the owner has the right. It's a suffix. Someone has suffix, I'm a muksik in my house. I have a right to say, leave my house. Brob is 5 chodesh. Let's say after the 13th month, now the owner comes and says, pay me for it. So kula l'seicher. The seicher is the muhsik. He has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you anything. Rashi says, hem karka b'cheskes b'aleo. He keeps it. Kula l'seicher. Rashi says, and this is hem momen akas kosei. And since the seicher is the muhsik in his money, he has the right to keep it. He can't take it away from him. Nothing more says, Miyom Shmuel Leyar Mina Tafas Lashon Acharon. Is it true that Shmuel says we do not go after the Lashon Acharon, but rather it's a suffix over here? Ivor Ravu Shmuel the Yamri Tavayu. They both say, if somebody says Kor B'Shloishim Ani Mechlecho,
I'm selling you a kor of wheat, let's say, which is 30 so for $30. So Mechlecho, so Yochol Achsav Yafilu B'So Acharonah. So if Pshat is, it's like one sale, the kur, the 30 saw. So until you make a mashiach on the last saw, you could be chayzer on the whole thing. What about if I say a lashon of kur b'shloshim saw? I'm selling you a kur for 30 saw b'sela. Each saw is going to cost you a seller. So when I say 30 sloyim because I'm selling you 30 saw, ani moich lecho. Then the locher is rishon kona. As soon as you take one, you kona that and you can't retract anymore. So see, you go both to the Lashon Acharon that you said saw b'sela. So each saw is like a new sale. So Mora says no, not because he's tofas Lashon Acharon, but also in time am I mishum the tofas, because whatever you took, you're tofas holding on to, we can't take it away from you. So I tell you, hachinami cut tofas here also. Pshana Mishnah is like the bob b'yem tzachodish. What you tofas in, you keep, and what you're not tofas in, you can't take, because really it's only a suffix. Now the Mora says Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says. Karka b'cheskes b'aleh k'yemes. Like Rav Nachman argues on Shmuel, that the pshat for our Mishnah is that since the owner, he's like a muchzik in his karka, therefore even if the seicher comes or the owner comes at the end of the 13th month, still the seicher has to pay the maskir. Because the owner, he's b'cheskes in the karka. Like Rashi says, the suffix is not nailed now. After the 13th month, the suffix is nailed way before. Therefore it's called b'cheskes b'aleh. So Morris says, Havmin was like Michael Marshmallow, Tophus Lashon Acharon, that you go after the last Lashon